ABC Radio Australia.
Well, an Australian-born medical professor who has dedicated more than 50 years of his life to women's reproductive health in PNG is being recognised with an award by the Australian boarding school that first sent him to the country on an excursion in 1963. Not only has Glenn Liddell Moller delivered thousands of babies in that time, but he's also been providing medical care and training at hospitals and outreach health clinics across the country. Susie Rains takes a look at his extraordinary life.
Glenn Liddell Moller was a teenage boy with a sense of adventure when he embarked on a school excursion that would shape the rest of his life.
There'd been one previous school trip to Papua New Guinea, and the fellows came back and told the rest of us how fantastic it was, and I must have thought, why not do something fantastic?
That was back in 1963. Robert Menzies was Prime Minister, PNG was still under Australian administration, and at just 15, the young Glenn Liddell was struggling with a new life away from his home in a country town.
I'd been sent away to boarding school, and I felt like fish out of water. I didn't really fit in, I thought. But when I went to PNG, I just felt, as an adolescent, I fitted in so much more easily.
What do you remember about PNG at the time when you first set foot in the country?
Well, how beautiful it was, how warm it was all the time, how friendly everyone was, how welcoming everyone was. It just seemed, no questions asked, everyone wanted to be your friend.
He found it easier to be a functional adolescent than he did in Australia. He felt that it was some way stripped back, and that sort of sparked a lifelong love affair with PNG.
Brendan McAloon is the Director of Community Relations at the professor's former school, Geelong Grammar.
He actually returned the following year with some school friends. And then while he was completing his medical degree at Melbourne University, he made regular trips to PNG. He befriended people from PNG. And then after he graduated, he went up there and did all his intern training in PNG. And he started off in public health and rural medical practice. And he realised that there was a great need in Papua New Guinea for trained obstetricians. And that really set him off on this amazing journey of working in that field.
I mean, I became a Papua New Guinean. So this is my home. I've had no reason to want to leave it. I mean, if I'd never come on that trip as a schoolboy, well, then I probably would have stayed in Australia as a slightly frustrated, probably quite a lot richer, now retired obstetrician.
So strong was his affinity for Papua New Guinea that he went on to be formally adopted by the late Sir Donatus Moller, a widely respected Grand Chief and parliamentarian from Bougainville.
We became very close, and Donatus invited me to come to Buka. So I think we're talking about 1966 now, and he had a large family, and it was the first time I'd had experience of being in a large family. I think there are 12 kids, so me being an only child coming into a family of 12 children. And it was both fascinating, welcoming, and I became a member of this family.
Since then, Professor Moller has dedicated his life to improving obstetric healthcare in PNG, a country with one of the world's highest maternal mortality rates.
Professor Moller is an aggressive professor in maternal child health on his way to improvement of lives of women and children in this country for over 40 years. And I've never seen him falling sick or anything.
Jennifer Piacalia is the president of the Papua New Guinea Midwifery Society. Not only has she worked alongside Professor Moller for decades, but she, her children and her grandchild have all been on the receiving end of his care.
All my children are delivered by him. I have three children. That's way back in 1978 when my first child was born. He has never said no to anything, anytime, any hour of the day. He's one of the professors who is fighting hard to improve the standard of living in this country among women and children and anybody else and everybody else.
I've been involved in the training of all the obstetrician gynecologists in this country, and there are now 47 of them. And then there's all the medical students, and there are now over 1,000 that I've been involved in the training of. I think every doctor in PNG has somehow passed through my hands.
Professor Moller's life will come full circle when he accepts a Service to Society medal awarded by the same school that first sent him to PNG all those years ago.
All of a sudden, I get this letter offering me this incredible award. And the two previous people, I mean, they're actually important people, not like me. I just couldn't really take it in.